Fuel-saving technologies are all the rage at this year's fair. Mark Ledoon, a design engineer at Volkswagen, showcases the German automaker's most efficient new engines.
We have a hybrid powertrain. So you have a parallel hybrid powertrain with an electric motor between the combustion engine and the gearbox. And also we have a 1.4-liter EcoFuel engine. It's an engine that works with natural gas.
All the biggest names in the auto industry are here. And let's face it, a lot of the smaller ones too. But the fair isn't just for car makers. There are companies that make everything from engine parts to stereos to motorized tricycles, and they're all vying for attention. Some use slender women in short skirts to grab the eyes of passersby, who are mostly male. And others have more inventive gimmicks. There are manual transmissions with their sides cut away so that you can see what happens when you shift the gears. And there is one exhibitor that has rigged up a plexiglass tube with a fan at the bottom that causes some leaves inside to swirl in a cyclone. Not sure what that has to do with auto parts, but it makes you stop and look. One company that didn't have to do much to draw a crowd was China Automobile Deutschland. It gained a bit of infamy last week when BMW announced that it would try to block the company from importing a Chinese SUV called the Shangwan CEO. BMW claims the CEO is a ripoff of its X5 SUV, but that didn't stop China Automobile from proudly displaying the controversial vehicle at its booth. Germans crowd around the car, opening the hood and inspecting the construction, but most seem to agree that while the design may be similar, the CEO is no BMW.
Yeah, you see the quality of the plastic? It looks like broken. You see those holes and... It looks broken, really broken.
Carl Schlissel is the director of China Automobile, and he's clearly pleased, if a little overwhelmed by all the publicity. He disputes the idea that the CEO is a copy to begin with, and he says it obviously isn't going to be as good as a high-end SUV like the X5.
No, it's not a BMW, it's not a Daimler Chrysler. From quality, it's Daimler Chrysler or BMW is a prestige class and is a high class. And we are looking for the lower market.
If Schlüssel is worried about BMW's legal action, he doesn't show it. He says he'd like to sit down with them and talk it out. And he plans to start offering the CEO in Germany next month. The sticker price? 25,000 euros. A new BMW SUV goes for more than twice that much. Curtis Gilbert, Deutsche Welle Radio, Frankfurt.